I feel good. You know, I'm just excited to, you know, get back to ball, get back around the guys, you know, just excited. So, you know, I'm just looking forward to every day getting better and getting closer as a team. I just, you know, I want to be the best me. I want to improve in every category, you know. I mean, technique, tackling, mental, communication, just, you know, a little bit. I just like to improve in every category, you know, just because I want to be an all-around solid corner. And, yeah, if I get better in a little bit in each category, then, you know, I'm going to be a better player.
Is there anything that, that you learned, you know, from the experience of
You know, just I think it's just all about consistency, man. I mean, and when the ball comes your way, you know, are you gonna make the play? Are you not gonna make the play? I think, you know, and just, you know, at corner sometimes you gotta be patient, you know, because you might not get the ball thrown your way, you know, that many times. But you know, when it comes your way, you know, you gotta be there in position to make that play. So I mean, I think that's just kind of what I learned, just, you know, maximizing my opportunities when they come my way. I think we were solid. I think we definitely improved. That was probably our best year since I've been here, you know, defensively as a whole. But I think just getting more turnovers, you know, and getting the ball back to Matt and Julio as many times as we can, because, you know, we know they're going to put up points. But turnovers, you know, is momentum, and that changes the whole game. So I think, you know, focusing on that would be big for us. Mm-hmm. I think we just got to play our style of ball consistently. You know, I think at times we flashed and looked like one of the best teams in the league, and then at times, you know, we didn't. And I think we just got to keep stay consistent, you know, not get too low. You know, I mean, everybody's going to make plays. They get paid too, you know, the other team. But I think we just got to stay consistent and, you know, get that ball, and we'll be good.
What advice do you have to second-year guy, Jalen, who had a problem or issue here? As y'all talk about being brothers and so
mm-hmm.
forth.
You know, it's not the end of the world. I mean, he obviously made a mistake, but, I mean, it's about what he does now, you know, from here on out. And, you know, he's working now. He's moving forward. And when his time's come, he's going to be ready. I mean, honestly, I approach every game the same, you know, but as far as, like, what I do, you know, I just, you know, in the off season I work on technique, you know, change of direction, you know, ball skills, you know, obviously strength, you know, just a little bit of everything. That's what I work on. And I like to do, like, what we do in practice, you know, like, actually what I'm going to do in the game, you know. And for me, obviously, I was working on ball skills a lot, you know, strength, a lot of body weight stuff, you know, also rehabbing, yoga, things like that to keep my body fresh. But as far as when it comes to game day, I mean, I really don't care who we playing. You know I got to do what I got to do.
What type of yoga? Dabbling in the hot yoga at all?
I can't do too much hot yoga. I'll be 170 pounds after that, you know. But, yeah, I do just mild temperature yoga, you know, mostly just for flexibility, because I'm not the most flexible guy, so that definitely helps with that.
How different is it? I don't really know.
Yeah, Mo is, you know, that's my brother. You know, we was battling for 3 years. He obviously made a big impact here when he was here, you know. And we definitely going to miss him, but, I mean, it's just part of the game, you know. And, yeah, I definitely miss my guy, but, you know, that's just how the game goes. It's a business, and, you know, we got guys here that are ready to play, ready to step up. So, you know, I'm excited for the future.
How closely do you watch the draft?
Mm-hmm. I kind of follow it a little bit. If I know some guys, I'll follow it, but I don't really dig too deep into it, you know. But if I know guys that I've played against or, you know, that are from my area, things like that, I'm definitely watching them.
Desmond, when you look at the schedule, obviously right off the bat, you got 3 out of 4 division teams right off the bat. You guys got to be ready to go. It's not like you can kind of ease into some non-division or non-conference games. It's right off the bat this year.
Yeah, definitely. Regardless, we got to be ready. You know, it's no stumbling or walking into the season. You know, we're ready to run and get after it from the get-go. But, yeah, definitely the division's big. You know, we got to own the division. That's the easiest way to get to the playoffs is own your division, you know, and we're looking forward to doing that.
You and Robert Alford have gained a lot of attention as being one of the top cornerback tandems in the NFL. How often do you guys talk in the off season, and what's your relationship growing into?
Yeah, me and Robert, that's my guy. You know, we always working, we always pushing each other, you know, out here in the weight room, on the field. And, yeah, we definitely, that's what we work for to, you know, it's all about respect at the end of the day. And we're definitely working together to be in that top tier group, you know, not just me and him, just the secondary as a whole. You know, we want to be known as a top tier secondary, top tier defense, really. But yeah, definitely, me and Rob, we push each other to get to where we want to be, and I think we're on the right track. But you know, we still got a long way to go.
Moore was a leader here, and now you're a veteran, you know, after a few seasons. Do you feel like you're taking more of a leadership role with the team?
Yeah, definitely. I'm not the biggest vocal guy, you know, I'm not a rah rah type guy, but I mean, I'm more of a lead by example type guy. But yeah, definitely. I talk to the young guys all the time. I let any new guys we get, they can come to me, ask me anything about the defense or whatever, you know, about life. You know, I always, you know, offer that to the new people that come in. And yeah, definitely. I own that role because, you know, that's my responsibility. And I know guys look up to me and things like that. So, you know, I got to be on my game. So yeah, I definitely embrace that. I love it. It's cool. It's kind of like how I had it in college, you know, where everybody, you know, you can see everybody, you can talk to everybody. We kind of move different spots, different positions, just mixed with other positions. So it's cool. It's real cool.
Who are you next to?
I'm next to Robinson Therese and Josh Harris. So, you know, a little bit of both. Spoon back, so I mean, you gotta ask Spoon about that. We'll see what he can do with that.
any news on your extension? I know it's just a matter of business, but y'all got that worked out yet?
I mean, that's just for my agent to handle. You know, I'm here. You know, I plan on being here a long time. You know, and I'm just here working, bonding with the team. So, but I know that's my agent. They gonna handle all that. But I'm just here ready to work.
It's hard to believe you've been here. This is year 4 coming up. Do you have your fondest memory from draft night that you can recall?
I just remember the whole day before, like, I was just calm and collective. It was like, you know, it was kind of like the calm before the storm. Like, it wasn't really happening. And then, like, as soon as it started, like, I just felt like my whole body was drenched in sweat. Like, that's how nervous I was, you know. And then once I got my name called, it was just a beautiful thing. I just felt my heart drop, and I just couldn't believe it. But, yeah, it's definitely one of the greatest days of my life.